The issue here is that the federal government has largely taken a hands-off approach to Canada's big rail corporations. And the result is that both communities and rail workers are put at risk. It's not enough for the rail companies who put the onus on small communities. We need them stepping up, and we need the federal government putting regulations in place. Rail transport is clearly a federal jurisdiction, and the federal government has a responsibility to step in and ensure that the concerns of these smaller communities are being heard and that the rail companies are being held to account.